Cunning is in the studio with us today answering more of your Money Minute questions. I got an email from Jessica Rose at iHeartCadenceShow.com, and she says, my husband and I both have had multiple fraud charges on our credit card, and they have the same bank. So is that a bank issue that needs to be resolved, or is it something they're doing?
Yeah, so this is a couple things I'll say here. It's probably not the bank. It may be somewhere you're using your card. You know, there are certain gas stations that get hit a lot. People put those card skimmers in there.
Yeah.
It may be a restaurant or somewhere you guys frequent. It may be an online shopping service that you use. But this is a great example of why I recommend people use credit cards and not debit cards. So let's think about their situation. If they were using a debit card, then when those fraud charges happen, they would actually suck the money out of their bank account. And now what? Maybe your rent check bounces. Maybe your mortgage check, you know, payment bounces. You know, maybe your car payment bounces. Maybe your kids trying to go to school and their ATM card is getting denied, whatever.
I've had this happen.
It's terrible. But if you use a credit card, then those fraud charges, they raise the balance, but they don't actually take your hard-earned dollars. So because fraud is so prolific, I'm a big fan of only using credit cards, paying them off every month, but only using credit cards and not using debit cards.
Yeah. And like the bank, even though they'll give you your money back, it still takes 30, 60,
yeah,
however many days.
And then the rent check already bounced. Too late.
Yeah, it's the worst. I've had this happen so many times, and I'm like, ugh. It's always at a gas station, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just the worst.